This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 475 for Thursday, July 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning as a sharp drop in the Canadian currency provides support. Canola up $1 to nearly $10, November up $9.50 at $839.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar is down by over a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, as broad strength in the U.S. dollar internationally was enough to counter any lingering support from yesterday's Bank of Canada interest rate hike. The weakening currency underpins crush margins and makes exports more attractive to global buyers. A slightly firmer tone in European rapeseed overnight provided some additional support, but it is turning lower. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil also weaker on the day, tempering the upside for canola. Forecasts do remain hot across most of the Canadian prairies over the next few weeks, with only scattered thunderstorm activity. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, corn higher, and wheat mixed in choppy trade. The broad strength in the U.S. dollar was bearish across the board, although much of the nearby attention is watching the shifting weather forecasts. Losses in crude oil and Malaysian palm oil did account for some of the early selling pressure in soybeans. The November contract down 5 cents at $13.43 per bushel. Prices were testing some key support levels, and that's encouraging additional speculative selling. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included net cancellations of over 300,000 tons of old crop business and only 114,000 tons of new crop sales. Midwestern forecasts do remain hot and dry over the next few weeks, and that's keeping somewhat of a weather premium in the market. That hot and dry Corn Belt weather is keeping corn pointed higher, the September contract up 11 cents at $6.11 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included 59,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 350,000 tons of new crop. That was in line with expectations. Wheat, it is mixed, although the bias is higher in the most active contracts. September Minneapolis wheat up 13 cents at $9.26 per bushel. Kansas City 7 cents higher in September at $8.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 7 cents as well in September at $8.18 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid, beating expectations at just over a million tons. Global wheat production estimates out today included cuts to the prospects in Argentina and the European Union, while forecasters out of Russia and China raised their wheat estimates. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest did temper the upside, with improving prospects for U.S. spring wheat also a bit bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.